This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, not on TV tonight. I mean, I am on TV. It's me from yesterday. They're running a rerun on Newsmax TV, but it's me live on radio because the camera broke. We don't really know what happened, but when the show was about 10 minutes out, they sent me a text and said, "What's going on? Do you have something covering the camera?" I said, "No, camera's aimed right at me, and it's ready to go, and it's on." And they said, "We're not seeing you. No matter what we do, we're not seeing you, and it won't operate. It won't do anything." So I turned it on and off here in my studio, and it went, reset itself, and they said it's not working, the hardware, some sort of hardware issue. So hopefully this could be fixed before tomorrow, but as of tonight, we're not on the air on Newsmax TV. We are on the air, of course, on radio. Trusty USA Radio is always good because of Chris O'Sullivan, our board op, who always gets it right. But these guys in Newsmax New York studio, I don't know. They'll tell me it's my camera, so maybe that's nothing to do with them. But why is my camera broken? I don't know. My old one broke, and we got a new one, and the new one's broken now. These things are so temperamental. I don't know. Hopefully we'll fix it before tomorrow. Let me read you my commentary, which I was going to read on the top of the hour for the TV viewers, but now they're not getting it. But so many people listen to radio in short bursts, you know, when they're in their car. So I read this commentary in hour number two. Now we'll read it again in hour number three for the whole new 5 o'clock West Coast and 8 o'clock East Coast crowd that listens to Wayne Allen Root. Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's called Willie Horton, Part 2, and it's going to run in Thursday's Las Vegas Review-Journal, my hometown newspaper, top 20 in the country, and also be syndicated all over the country by Creator Syndicate. Willie Horton, Part 2. I've argued over 3 years in about 300 RJ columns that Democrats aren't just radical, extreme, and crazy, but dangerous, too. They're a danger to themselves and to all the rest of us. Their obsession with open borders is going to get us killed. I wrote recently about an illegal alien in Oregon who raped a small dog to death. The liberal Democrats of Oregon, a sanctuary state, are so obsessed with doing anything and everything to help illegal alien criminals, they refuse to turn this dog rapist and murderer over to ICE. They let him walk right out the front door of the courthouse after being found guilty of raping and murdering a little dog. Can you imagine? It's absolutely amazing. I recommended to President Trump that this dog rapist and murderer, Fidel Lopez, become the Willie Horton of 2020, i.e. the star of Trump's re-election TV ads. Willie Horton was the star of George H.W. Bush in 1988, his TV ads, and won the election for George Bush. Except I found a new Willie Horton, another one. As a matter of fact, it seems like liberals produce a new one every hour of every day. This one stands out just like the dog rapist and murderer. So this deserves a special mention. Hence the name Willie Horton Part 2. Willie Horton Part 2 is Houdan Nalyeya. I think I'm pronouncing that right, but who knows. Nalyeya, a Muslim journalist and a big fan of Ilhan Omar, the Muslim Somali congresswoman from Minnesota who can't stop attacking, denigrating, and spewing hate speech in America, 9/11 Jews in Israel. Omar is so obsessed with Jew hatred, she raged against Jews in Israel even louder after our president called her out for being a radical extreme Jew hater. Omar immediately put out a House bill to make it legal to boycott Israel and compared Jews to Nazis, the Soviet Union, and South African apartheid. Ilhan is clearly a danger to all of us. She's an obsessed stalker. She's a Jew stalker. She's like Glenn Close boiling the bunny rabbit in Fatal Attraction. But back to Ilhan Omar's biggest fan, journalist Houdan Nalyeya. Hodan wanted to prove Somalia is not the terrible place President Trump thinks it is. She wanted to prove Somalia is a beautiful place filled with nice people like Ilhan Omar, who we should lend to the USA. She wanted to challenge the negative stereotypes, as she put it. So Hodan traveled to Somalia, birthplace of Ilhan Omar, to conduct interviews and film videos. She spent 2 weeks tweeting out how wonderful Somalia was until Muslim terrorists burst into her hotel and murdered her and her husband and her unborn child, all dead. Hodan got herself and her entire family murdered with her ignorance. Somalia isn't a nice place. We should not be in a hurry to let people from violent, terror-filled countries into the USA. We have to be choosy who we let into our country. Hodan's death is exhibit A for the need for caution, extreme vetting, and a very big wall. No, we don't want to decriminalize illegal immigration. No, we don't want to give free health care to illegals. No, we don't want to eliminate ICE, because all of those crazy ideas would lead to the death of many innocent Americans. Hodan's story proves liberal Democrats are a danger to themselves and the rest of us. Their crazy ignorance could get us all killed. I love America. I want to keep America safe. I don't want America to become Somalia. I don't want anyone I love to become the next Hodan. Do you? It's my commentary coming out in Thursday's Las Vegas Review Journal, Willie Horton, Part 2. Willie Horton was a, liberals will cry, Willie Horton was a black man. That makes it racist. Yeah, everything that involves a black person or a Latina person or a Latino person is racist. Oh, my God, it's racist. But it's not racist. There's nothing racist about it. Willie Horton was a murderer. It didn't matter that he was black. And we used his picture of the Republican Party in every TV ad for George H.W. Bush, in 1988. And he was down 17 points to Michael Dukakis, and Dukakis let Willie Horton out of prison on furlough, even though he had murdered someone. I think he stabbed him 19 times. And they let him out on work release on the weekends to have fun. And he raped a girl. So we used the ad day and night, and we won the election. And I think you should start using people like this as examples. Can you imagine how stupid you'd have to be to say, oh, there's nothing wrong with Somalia. It's a great country, beautiful people. Let them all into America. Let me go visit and prove it to you, and then you get murdered. So what did that prove? It proved Trump's right and Ilhan Omar's wrong. And I'll tell you more about Ilhan Omar in a minute. Got lots of callers. I think they're all coming from Newsmax TV because Newsmax TV is on. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered is on. It just so happens that it's yesterday's show being repeated because the camera went down. So we're good on the microphone on radio, but the camera went down. So they're rerunning yesterday's show, but people still see the phone number and they're calling in. Got callers from Michigan and New Jersey and Vegas at the moment, which means we still have lines free. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. If you're in one of my big flagship stations, you know, my great stations in Las Vegas, in Connecticut, in San Antonio, in Dallas, in Minneapolis, call us, because it's a rare chance where the phone line shouldn't be too jammed today. Because TV is not going on, although it is being repeated. There'll be less people watching when they realize they watched it last night. So it should be an easier time to get on tonight. Very rare you can actually get on. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Rare you can get on with me without a lot of effort. I mentioned at the end of yesterday's show, Trump administration set to expand expedited removal of illegal aliens. Right now, it's really hard to remove an illegal alien. Really hard. According to a 2004 law, expedited removal applies only to aliens arrested within 100 miles of the border and within 14 days of their arrival. And you can't even prove that it's 14 days of their arrival, right? So Trump is trying to change the rules to make it easier to rapidly deport illegal aliens who cannot prove they've been in the U.S. for 2 years or more. Great stuff. Good job, President Trump. Another rule change. White House backs rule change that will end food stamps for 3 million Americans. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, we're changing the rules, preventing abuse of a critical safety net system so those who need food assistance the most are the only ones who receive it. And so in another example of the Trump administration using the bureaucracy to circumvent the crazy House Democrats who won't let us do anything, the Department of Agriculture is taking steps to cut food stamp benefits for 3 million Americans by limiting a state's ability to automatically enroll residents who also receive welfare benefits. So all these states take advantage of that. It's 40 states plus the District of Columbia are taking advantage of it, and they're allowing way too many people to be on food stamps. And bravo, President Trump. Another breaking news from President Trump. Justice Department announced a new antitrust probe into social media companies. Ooh, that's got to scare Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Google and YouTube and all of them. They got to be scared to death that we could prove that they have been terrible to conservatives. Awful. Other big news, ethics complaint filed by my good friend Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch, filed against Representative Ilhan Omar. I was just talking about her in my opening commentary. She's accused of immigration, tax, and student loan fraud because she married her husband, her brother. She married her brother. Her husband became her brother to get him into the country, and then she acted like she didn't know who he was or where he was, and she knew exactly where he was. He was designing her sister's website. So it's just amazing that she committed all kinds of fraud, and you know what kind of stuff she faces if this is proven true? She faces being kicked out of the United States and 40 years in prison. So the state of Minnesota campaign finance and public disclosure board has already determined that Representative Omar violated state campaign finance laws for improper use of campaign funds. She was forced to reimburse her campaign thousands of dollars. The board also discovered the federal tax returns submitted by Representative Omar for 2014 and 15 were filed as joint tax returns with a man who was not her husband named Ahmed Hirsi, while she was actually married to Ahmed Elmi. So that's a federal law she broke. The list is so long, it's like a 20-page article. And it looks to me like she's going to wind up being kicked out of Congress and deported out of the United States of America. We can only hope. She's asked a question today at a Muslim conference by a Muslim reporter about female genital mutilation and would she actually condemn it. And she refused to answer, just like she refused to answer if she condemns Al-Qaeda. You're just dealing with Hamas and the U.S. Senate, a very backwards person representing a backwards civilization and culture in Middle Eastern countries. She doesn't belong in the United States House. Bye-bye.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
There's so many news stories, and there's not time to get to them all. I try my best to get to, you know, as many stories as I can. I try my best to get as many callers as I can. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I try to get to as many sponsors as I can. Dr. Joseph Williams is the sponsor of my Newsmax TV show, and the Newsmax TV show is on a repeat right now because the camera broke. Hopefully we'll have it up, and all will be well again and live again tomorrow. But in the meantime, they're running a repeat right now with Newsmax TV, so I'm only on the radio right now. But I'm still going to read Dr. Joseph Williams because I love the guy, and his offices are in Vegas and Reno. And, of course, we're on the radio in Vegas and Reno. So if you're listening in Vegas and Reno, or you're listening anywhere in the United States, he'll pay for your vacation to Las Vegas. Airfare and accommodations provided by Advanced Medical Hair Institute, Dr. Joseph Williams. Website, vacationrestoration.com. Vacationrestoration.com. Toll-free phone number, 888-357-0888. What do you got to lose if you have thinning hair? Nothing. Call him. It's a free phone call. It's a free consultation. Find out what he can do for you. If you live outside Vegas, fly in and get it done. Get your vacation paid for. If you don't live outside Vegas, you live in Vegas or Reno or somewhere in Nevada, then he'll just give you a much better deal. Celebrities fly in. Billionaire businessmen fly in. Even a sitting president has flown in. From all over the world they fly in so Dr. Joseph Williams can do their hair restoration. We've been best friends for 18 years. He was at my birthday party the other night. Our sons are best friends. Our daughters are best friends. After seeing his advanced techniques and technologies and before and after photos, my opinion is he is the best in the world at what he does. You can't believe your eyes when you see the results. He's a pioneer in his field. Dr. Joseph Williams, number one of about 200 doctors in the world, who is a diplomat of the American Board of Hair Restoration Surgery. And give him a call. You know, he takes care of the kings, the queens, the celebs, the billionaire businessmen. They fly from all over the world, but that's 10% of his business. 90% is average Joes and Janes. His prices are reasonable and affordable. He has financing provided. VacationRestoration.com or call him at 888-357-0888, especially if you're in Vegas or Reno. Okay. Let's get some calls. I'll go early to calls. We'll take Adam in Michigan, line one. Adam, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Yeah, real good. Nice talking with you, Wayne. Listen, here's the information on Rashida Tlaib. She's planning to visit Israel sometime in August under the guise of going to the West Bank to see her dying grandmother. Her grandmother's been dying for 3 years. Now that she's in Congress, she's going to go. Tell Israel not to let her in, not to let her in Israel. Have the female security people detain her. Don't arrest her, because then she'll play the victim role. She hates Jewish people. She hates Israel. You're Jewish. I like you, man. I used to support you when you were a handicapper. Don't let Rashida Tlaib into Israel. Just detain her. Tell her to come back to America where she belongs.
Well, I agree with you 110%, Adam. I mean, I spend a lot of portions of each of my shows talking about Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and AOC, who I think are all racists, hate white people, anti-Semites, hate Jews, hate Israel, hate America, terrible
Correct.
People. But I already heard Israel made its decision, and they're going to let both Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib into Israel this summer. They're going to let them in. There was just too much international pressure. They probably would have looked terrible if they said, you know, they say we're such an open country, Israel. We're like America. And now we're not like America. We're going to stop people, American Congress people, from coming in. They said we're going to show that we believe in freedom and First Amendment rights. And we're going to let show the respect to two United States Congress people and let them in. They just probably felt a lot of pressure. They had to let them in. Still let them in. Can I tell you?
I hope they don't. I send letters today to the Israeli ambassador in Washington.
I know.
Premier Netanyahu in Jerusalem, that she's going to go to the West Bank and incite the Palestinian people to stand up against Israel. They don't have to let her in, Wayne.
No, she's going to cause trouble, I have no doubt. They made their decision, John. It's Adam, it's been decided that she is going to be let in. So is Ilhan Omar, who's just as much trouble or more than Rashida Tlaib. I think it's a mistake. I would have told them you can't come into my country because you're terrible people and you hate the Jews of Israel, so we're not letting you in. But they probably felt like that sounds like a dictatorship, and we're not a dictatorship. So they want to let the world know that Israel is free. So I get it. I see the arguments on both sides. I wouldn't let them in, but they're letting them in. Adam, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Rich in Vegas up next, and Al in New Jersey, Rick in Virginia. The music's on. We'll take all of you in the second half of the show. I'll come right back and take calls. This is the story I was telling you about real quickly in hour number two, though. New Baltimore deputy police commissioner robbed at gunpoint near Patterson Park. The new deputy police commissioner and his wife robbed at gunpoint Friday night. Daniel Murphy and his wife approached by four men in a large white SUV. Two 18-year-old men got out and approached the couple. The men announced it was a robbery, showed a gun before fleeing with a wallet, a purse, cash, multiple cell phones. Can you imagine? He's one of the first deputies hired earlier this year by Commissioner Michael Harrison. Things are so bad in Baltimore with Democrats in charge, the police get robbed.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mark Esper is now the Secretary of Defense. After being sworn in, he says he's honored to lead the Pentagon.
It is an honor of a lifetime to be appointed Secretary of Defense and to lead the greatest military in history. And I will do so with that same energy and commitment to duty, honor, and country that I have for nearly four decades since my early days at West Point.
The Senate passes a bill extending funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
The yeas are 97, the nays are 2. The bill is passed.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn announcing the final vote. The bill will now head to President Trump's desk where he's expected to sign the measure. Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana is introducing a resolution to declare Antifa a domestic terrorist organization. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. This is War. The show is sponsored by Sam Landis, the Landis Tax Group. In my opinion, the best darn tax lawyer in America, and doesn't cost a lot of money, doesn't cost an arm and a leg, has handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS all across the USA. But the best evidence is personal testimony. When I was attacked by Obama's IRS twice, Sam took my case, beat him twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam. Until now, the services of tax attorneys, unaffordable to average Americans, not anymore. Sam was challenged by me to come up with something special, and he did. The lawyer's IRS resolution services, $190 a month fee. Most cases concluded in 3 to 6 months. He's amazing. Same kind of money he charged me when he went up against the IRS for me. Can you imagine? It starts with a free consultation. You have nothing to lose. This guy will cost you less than your local CPA in Peoria. So why would you not use him? He's in Beverly Hills. He's handled 8,500 cases in front of the IRS. He's handled major celebrities. He's amazing. And if you don't need him now, put him in your Rolodex. When the day comes, you need him. Boy, you need him against the IRS. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, or WeHelpYou.com. It's the letter U, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U, because you're an underdog if you take on the IRS without Sam Landis. Before we get to calls, one very quick story I want to mention. No surprise, UK politician who pushed for gender-neutral bathrooms is charged with 9 counts of child sex abuse. British politician David Smith from Middlesbrough, who pushed for gender-neutral bathrooms in the community, was charged with 9 counts of sexually touching a child. I mean, the whole thing's ridiculous. I told you that the whole point of this is I have no problem against anyone who's gay. I don't care, gay, lesbian, whatever you want to call them. But the whole transgender thing is just, it's just disgusting. And you let men start walking in women's rooms, there are going to be men who take advantage of it and rape little girls. And you let men like that walk into boys' rooms, they're going to rape little boys. I'm not saying all transgenders are bad. They're not. But some of them certainly are very weird and mentally ill and need help. Some of them. Some regular people are mentally ill and need help. But some of them definitely need it. And you don't want men walking into women's rooms. It's just ridiculous. And so here's a guy telling you, you got to do it. It's charged with 9 counts of child sex abuse. So typical of liberals. So screwed up. All right, let's take some calls. Rich in Vegas, line 2. Rich, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. I'm excellent. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to address that send them back chant.
Yeah.
And I wish I could take credit for this, and I can't because it actually came in on the Kilmeade show. However, I think it's the greatest thing that I've heard as far as a chant, which is very simply, vote them out or vote her out, depending upon how many people are being mentioned. And quite frankly, as I sit there and I see these people at the rally go into that chant, vote her out, vote her out, vote her out. At the end of that chant, I could see President Trump standing there with a big smile on his face saying, I can get behind that. That's
yeah.
All I have to say.
Yeah, listen, I have no problem with send her home. I don't understand why that's a problem. She, in particular. I get why they thought the other three were from America, so therefore, not a problem, you know, that they were upset at it. I disagree. I think if you don't like America, get the hell out. So I don't have a problem. But in her case, she is from another country, Somalia, which is a crap hole, which is where her fan went to prove it was wonderful and got murdered. We don't want the whole world coming here from Somalia. We don't want her here anymore from Somalia. Why? Because she's committed crime. She is going to wind up deported. That's the irony. She married her brother. She is going to be sent home after she serves time in prison here. And by the way, Rashida Tlaib called for Donald Trump to be deported in 2015. So these people are all hypocrites. There's nothing wrong with saying that. As the media outrage machine keeps the anger alive by President Trump tweeting that the squad of four freshman lawmakers should go back, a tweet from Rashida Tlaib surfaced in which she calls for Donald Trump to be deported. You know, it's a joke. And she actually puts deport this, am I allowed to say ASS hole? I'll just spell it out. A-hole. Deport this a-hole. Deport this a-hole. Rashida Tlaib's Twitter account, I'm looking right at it. Deport this a-hole. And she's got a picture of Trump under it. So, you know, it's just a joke. The media's made something about nothing. Simple as that. Let's take Al in New Jersey. Hey, Al, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Radical Islam, decades tried to destroy this country by force. They try to kill as many people as possible. After 9/11, they decide to change tactics. And the leadership declared at that time that they were going to try to destroy the country from within. Now, as Tlaib and Omar, I think they may be part of that effort to destroy this country from within.
Yeah, I have no argument. I thought Barack Obama was part of that effort. I don't mean on behalf necessarily of radical Islam, but I think Obama was a communist plan out to destroy this country. And by the way, he went to Columbia University with me. I'm his college classmate. And he admits in his biography, he admits in his own autobiography, Barack Obama, that he spent much of his time at Columbia going to Socialist Party meetings. So, I mean, you know, what do you call that? That's a guy who hates capitalism, hates America. I don't know what else to say. I always thought Obama was a terrible person out to destroy this country. So this is just the next iteration further. You know, Democrats keep getting worse and worse and worse. These two make Obama look mild by comparison, just like Obama made John Kerry look mild by comparison. Now these two make Obama look mild. And he wasn't mild. He was just careful in how he spoke. I believe Obama believed in all the same things as Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, but he wasn't as radical in the way he told you about it. He was very careful how he said things and what he said. The new Democrats aren't careful at all how they say things or what they say. Thank you for the call, Al in New Jersey. Rick in Virginia, line 4. Rick, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
How you doing, Wayne? Always a pleasure. I'm probably not going to be in suit with the topics you've been talking about because I'm actually watching your show on TV, which is a rerun.
It was a rerun of yesterday.
I'll make it brief. Yes, I overheard yesterday. I watched it yesterday, or was it this something? Well, anyway, it was yesterday on the Chris Salcido show.
Yes.
About the big tech people.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed a clip of one guy talking in front of some committee who said that they can influence over 2 million votes towards Democrats via their subliminal messages or whatever way they can manipulate it. And it just dawned on me, I'll be really brief, but I want to bring this up to your attention. Over the past week, I've been getting different calls from friends of mine who also watch Newsmax. They watch it on Dish TV, some watch it on DirecTV, and other networks. And lately, every 2 minutes or so, we seem to lose audio whenever you're on.
Really?
And it's so weird. I called Dish, and I asked them, I said, with all the techs going on here, and maybe people are hacking and stuff, I said, why are we getting this? So as I was speaking to the technician, he turned it on as well, and he said, wow, I'm getting it too. So I don't know if your station is aware of it, but it seems like every minute to a minute and a half to 2 minutes, the audio will go down to a very low volume, and you'll hear a gang of ticks. I thought it was just my TV, but it wasn't. And when I started speaking to friends of mine about it, they say they're getting the same effect over the past 4 or 5 days. Anyway, that's just something I wanted to bring it to your attention.
All right, Rick. It wouldn't surprise me at all if, you know, all the guys who run the DirecTVs, the Dish TVs, the Comcast, Cox Cable, none of them like us. None of them like Wayne Root, and they probably are causing problems. What else can I say? I don't know what else to tell you. Thank you for bringing it to my attention, though. Let's take Tom in Reno, Nevada. Tom, on our Reno affiliate. How are you, man?
Yes, I'm great. How are you doing?
Very good.
I just wanted to ask you a question. I'm able to get an answer from anybody. In 2020, the real ID law goes into effect, and you have to prove that you're born in this country. Go to the DMV, show them your birth certificate, and they put a little star on your driver's license so you can be able to fly in this country.
Okay.
And in the federal buildings, and everything else. How's that going to affect the 12 million illegals in this country that are in this country illegally? How are the Democrats going to get around that?
Well, you don't need it to vote. You just need it to fly. And most illegals don't fly. They don't have money to buy a ticket, right? Most illegals are poor. They're picking lettuce. They're cleaning toilet bowls. They're washing dishes. Not my quote. Ask anybody. That's what illegals do. So they're in low-wage jobs that they're paid a little bit of cash. And, an illegal that lives in Vegas probably never goes anywhere except a 10-block radius in Vegas. And when they go somewhere on a vacation with their family, they get in their car and they drive camping an hour away or something. Maybe they go go to L.A. and visit a relative in L.A., but they're not flying. So I guess illegals just won't fly. What else can I tell you? You know?
I don't know. They should provide
the same thing for voting. That would keep them from voting, and that's what we should have. The exact same real ID used to get on an airplane should be used as a demand to vote. That's the minimum I would require. You cannot vote without that star next to your name.
I agree with you 100%, but my thought is somehow the Democrats, and you know how they are going to find out a way to get around this thing and to let them go ahead and fly after they make all the Americans and everybody else jump through all the hoops and everything else, and they're going to stand up there and say, oh, we can't have that. You know, I was brought here when I was 3 years old. I don't have a birth certificate, and now I'm 30 years old. You're saying, and I got a job, and my job, I have to fly around.
Tom, you hear the music. We got to run. Listen, it's obvious, Tom, that if Democrats get elected in 20, or even if Trump gets reelected, but Democrats get elected in 2024 and they control two out of three or all three branches of government, you're going to have all the illegals have free health care. You're going to have all the illegals get in college free. The illegals are going to get everything you and I can't get. Well, we're starving to death. We're going to be paying higher taxes. They get everything free. And they're going to let them all in. They're going to decriminalize illegal immigration, and America's lost forever. The next Democrat that wins as president, if they have a Democratic Congress, America's gone forever. Thanks for calling from our Reno affiliate. Appreciate it. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Hey, by the way, they finally passed the Senate passed the 9/11. They funded the 9/11 first responders fund for old people who are sick and dying. It's about time. Yeah, I'm someone who believes we spend way too much. But if there's one thing I would spend money on in the whole world, it's vets. And if there's another thing I'd spend money on, it's got to be first responders that showed up at 9/11 and worked the pile and wound up with lung cancer, wound up with horrible lung diseases, and wound up dead. A horrible death. They like, you know, basically it's like drowning with cement in your lungs. And you got to make sure their families are taken care of. You got to make sure they're compensated. You got to make sure they get the best medical care. Who would not want that? Come on. Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. So it had to get done. It just had to. Might be the first time I've ever been on the same side as John Stewart, but it had to get done. My God, those people gave their lives for us. I'm not talking about the people who died 9/11 as the buildings came down. I'm talking about the people after everybody died 9/11. They worked the pile and they breathed in that asbestos and horrible poisons. Over 200 have died since 9/11 from this horrible delayed death. So I'm glad we're funding it, and looks like it'll never run out of money now. So that's good. Never run out of money. Never should ever run out of money. I want to mention My Doctor Suggests, sponsor of this segment of the show, both on radio and TV. It's been great for me. I drink their silver solution every day. It's alkaline structured silver products. I suck on their silver lozenges every day. I put silver gel on my face before I go to bed every night. This stuff is great. No more brain fog, no more leaky gut, no colds in 3.5 years, no more voice going out. I love you, My Doctor Suggests. But you can't get their products in stores, but you can get 20% off by mentioning Root. You listen to the Wayne Root Show, promo code Root, 866-660-9868, toll-free, 866-660-9868, and mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Mention Root and get 20% off. Cool stuff. All right, let's grab some calls. Jimmy in New Jersey. Jimmy, what's going on, man? I got lots of Jersey boys calling in today. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, man? I just started watching your show tonight, man. I got to tell you, man, I'm impressed. But
you know what's funny, Jimmy? Wait, I got to tell you one thing. Jimmy, before you talk, I got to tell you one thing. You tuned in on a night where the camera broke, and you're watching a repeat from yesterday. I'm live on radio talking to you right now on my national radio show in USA. But you're not actually on TV, because that is a repeat from yesterday where I was wearing my light blue shirt. Yesterday, he tells me today I have a dark blue shirt on. So you're talking to me live, but that show is not live. But I'm glad you called. Go ahead. Speak. The floor is yours.
It's funny because I'm pretty much a Fox News guy, and I watch every night how to have it. You know, as far as the tax cuts, all I hear is, you know, it was for the upper class, it was for the billionaires, it was this, that, and the other thing. And I got to tell you, I'm about as working class as they go. I'm a union sheet metal worker. I got a small little roofing business. I work on the weekend. I got four kids. You know, my wife works at a restaurant. You know, and you know, his tax cuts gave me and all my boys almost a $200 a month raise. And it doesn't sound like a lot, but with a bunch of kids and, you know, a regular working guy like me, it was big. And you know, it just gets old to hear that same nonsense.
Yeah. Well, we know that. Look, listen. For now on, you got to watch my show, Jimmy, because I'm the ultimate Donald Trump cheerleader and champion, and I tell you the real news that you don't hear from the real media. And I also criticize Trump when he needs to be criticized. I do that from time to time.
Exactly.
But you know, and what I'll say about your topic, I'm one of the biggest supporters of Trump's tax cuts. I believe they've, you know, made the American. Forget about the fact that you got a $200 a month bump, which is great. But I mean, they got people hired, they got people bonuses at corporations, and they made the American economy go, so millions of people got new jobs. So everything is fantastic because of that, but I'm also a critic because I kind of agree a little bit with the liberals. If I designed it, it wouldn't have been a corporate tax cut. Most of the money would have gone to you, Jimmy, people like you and me.
So, instead
of 200 a month, what if you got 800 a month? I would have made sure you got 800 a month. That would have really changed your life, but anyway, he did a good first start. And let's hope there's a tax cut part two, and he gives it to the people, not the corporations.
Exactly.
But so far, so good.
The best part, it was in the first, what, 6-8 months of the presidency?
Yes, it was good
you
stuff.
Know what I mean? I mean, he's done a lot, and I'm the same way as you, man. As a matter of fact, my father was a contractor at the Taj Mahal, and all the nonsense they talk about people at the unions not getting paid, there was thousands of guys who got every dime of their annuity, everything, fringe benefits paid for years upon years, and I'm a union guy, but it was terrible on that job. It was like, they put up a wall, they take it down. It was all time material, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's a lot of lies going around. You know?
All right, Jimmy, we appreciate the call. And listen, I'm a son of a butcher, an SOB, son of a butcher, and I like my union boys, so it's cool. And by the way, the union vote, very friendly to President Trump. I'll bet you it's 50-50. I bet it'll go higher for his reelection. Union guys don't take kindly to people like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. But again, let me stress, if liberals are listening, not because they're black or Muslim or Hispanic, whatever the hell you think somebody is. We're not talking about the color of their skin. We're talking about the color of their views, which are red for communists. Bad, bad people. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Ilana Presley, and Rashida Tlaib. Very, very, very extreme radical left to point of communist, socialist, Marxist. That's why we don't like them. I don't care about the color of their skin. I don't give two damns about the color of your skin. Jeff in Tennessee, Bonnie in Alabama, Anthony in New York City, we ran out of time. Call tomorrow, we'll put you up first. Play out the root raw and unfiltered. See you tomorrow. God bless. Cops out there. Be safe.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.